guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Now, you better appreciate this. I love you guys. This is why I put this together for you, because I had to sit through this video and edit it down to three minutes, 20 seconds. In total, it was probably 10 minutes, but that felt like a lifetime. This is a couple of women on Facebook and here on YouTube. I think they're called like Nat and Pat, or Pat and Cat, or Cat in the Hat, or something like that. I'll find a link or something, and maybe I'll put it below. But these are women that are married. They have been married, and they've had kids. And now they have a pretty large following, about 75,000 people here on YouTube, and about 30 or 40,000 over on Facebook. So they actually have a larger following than I do, total combined. So we can't quite say that this is just a couple of women. So here's the deal. These two women are married, and they've just had a kid, or not together. Each one is married to their husbands and their friends, I guess, or they have the show together, and they've both had kids. And here's what they're explaining, what their romantic life is after having kids. Now, I'm showing this to you guys because I've had guys say, hey, what if I want to get married? What if I want to have kids? What if I want to have a family? I'm going to let these two women explain to you why you don't want to get married and why you don't want to have kids, because your romance life is done. It is done. It's why single guys have more fun. Now imagine number one, and I'll jump to this in a second, but imagine number one, that these are your wives. Imagine number two, that this is their attitude towards being physical with you. And imagine number three, how you can tell these are Karens. Like, they run the household. They're arrogant, and they've both got nice rings on. They're both in a kind of a nice car. So at this point, if this doesn't tell you that all you are is Daddy Warbucks, which is an Annie reference, which younger guys won't get, if this doesn't tell you you're Scrooge McDuck, if this doesn't tell you you're just paying the bills, I don't know what will. So let's get recording on this thing here, and you'll see what you're in for.
I feel like it's our job to share why your pony's not getting a ride, gentlemen, and why your Johnson's not getting the southern comfort that it used to, and why when we see it coming, we most definitely turn a blind eye. We don't want that one-eyed snake near us.
All right, so we've talked about this before on I don't know how many other videos. Once the kids happen, that's it. The statistic where 40% of women do not want intimacy at all. Like, afterwards, it just never comes back. Another 20% said it dropped for a year or two afterwards, and some said it came back, but never to the full amount. Those are really scary statistics that you're not going to be getting any. Now, so many times we talk about infidelity and why women do it and why men do it. This is one of the reasons men do it, because they say, I still have these physical desires. This is the woman I've chosen to be with, to marry, to provide for, to raise kids with, and I'm not getting that fulfilled anymore, but I still want it fulfilled. They have no choice but to, you know, look elsewhere, because they ain't getting it here anymore.
Why are men so shocked? I know you put a ring on it and you're all like, let's do it. It's like sex for life. But you want to pretend that I didn't shoot babies out of that thing?
Yeah, I mean, I got to break this up into chunks, so maybe I just won't say anything on a lot of these. It's kind of speaking for itself, though, isn't it?
Back in the day, when we used to just have to worry about waking up, going to some banging job downtown, and talking to, like, adults, maybe underneath that work outfit, I had a little surprise waiting that I couldn't wait to show you. Like a little lacy thong?
Yep. So they're single, they're working, or college girls or whatever, right? They're all about social butterflies and going downtown and having a great conversation, and they were wearing nice little things underneath to show to either their boyfriend or some guy that they wanted to kind of hook up with. There you go. There's proof that it was different when they were single before kids. They're admitting this themselves.
Now, when you come home, do you know what's underneath? It's my nursing bra! Big, giant, huge cotton bra. Because if we don't put these on, our nipples are going to be hanging on the ground. They actually hit our legs, and it hurts. They bump our knees. I don't really want you sucking on them anymore.
So there you go. We know the body's going to go through changes. We understand this. And the way they describe it is quite gross. If that doesn't turn you off and convince you maybe this isn't for some people, I don't. For me, that's enough to go, yeah, I'm not really into that. And I'm not really into being I could be a dad, but that means I'd be tied to somebody like this for the next 18 years, and that's not happening. So for me, it's not on the plate. Now, maybe some of you guys are still saying, hey, I can deal with the changes that are going to happen. And it happens. And sometimes it's not forever, and the girls can go back to the gym and work out and so on and so forth. But the point is, I want to take out of those two sentences, they're not for you anymore. This is a hands-free zone. There's no playground anymore. It's off limits. So just get that out of your head.
Your panties look like this because you gotta go over the mum tum. If not, your bum's hungry. The bigger, the better for mum. There's a lot that happens down there that you don't know about. So to get sexy with granny panties, not happening.
Yeah, lingerie's done. I don't know how long they're talking about. Like, they make it sound like this is forever after they've had kids. I don't think that's the case, obviously, because there are some. I've seen some fitness models and stuff that have had kids, and they're right back in shape again. But the painting, I'm just letting them paint the image for you, because this is what you get with probably 99% of women that. It doesn't become important. And again, some women can say, hey, it's important to me get back in shape. But if they don't, there's nothing you're going to do to change their mind. If they say, hey, I don't care about getting fat, and I'm going to wear granny panties and these, you know, big cotton things that look like your mother's or your grandmother's or whatever, welcome. That's your party, man. That's all you get. That's all you get. And some women may not be like this, but it's a gamble. Right? You don't know what they're going to be like after kids. You can't control their hormones or what's going to go on afterwards. So this might be your wife someday, man.
What used to be for your viewing pleasure and used to be your fun ride, now these are restaurants. You know what happened to my body all day? Someone was either in me, on me, or around me, touching me, grabbing me, pushing me, punching me, asking me, tugging me, barfing on me, peeing on me, and quite literally throwing stuff on me.
Do you know what part of that bothered me the most? The very first thing she said. All day long, someone's either been in me. I don't know about you, but I don't think anybody else should be in her. Obviously, she's just throwing a bunch of prepositions in to try to make her point. But again, kids on her all day long. When she comes home, the last thing she wants to do is be close and cuddle and be, you know, near you. That's not going to happen. So.
Not to mention, if I happen to have showered and blow-dried my hair, I'm not interested in getting it messy. I just got clean. I haven't had a shower in God knows how long. Uh-uh. And now I'm going to have a shower to get dirty? Nuh-uh. Dudes, listen up. Here's what we're going to say. The challenge of keeping people alive. Okay. Forms filled. You're their emotional parachute. It's clear that you're able to just turn it all off and turn on the porn. But for us, we can't stop this.
Yeah, they can't stop thinking about it. They can't stop all the problems running through their head and relax enough to be with you. And they even say, like, guys, you can just turn it off and go hit the web and watch the videos. Interesting that they know that, probably because that's what their husbands do to have a little bit of release now, because they're certainly not getting it here. The other thing, too, is you can see that it's disdain. They actually sound like they dislike their husbands. And if that's not enough to convince you, I don't know what to tell you.
We don't think with our lady bits. If you maybe want to ride on the lady bit train, then what you need to do is
put my feelings, yeah, my heart, and my brain.
I want to know why I'm great. Not why my
feelings is great. Because we know you love that.
Why am I great?
Why am I great? You need to hit me emotionally. Make me feel good. Why am I beautiful? Why am I good? Why am I healthy? Why do you love me? Nurture me. Support me. Fulfill me. And maybe you'll get some. Or maybe at the end of all that, she goes, eh, still not feeling it. So now you've got to emotionally nurture her. Now, again, for some guys, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, you can sit there and hold her hand and pet her hand, tell her how strong she is and what a wonderful mom she is and how great she's doing throughout the day and that you're here for her and you're wonderful. That's just not me. And I know there's guys out there that'll do that, but that's just not me. You know, I'm just one of those where I'm just like, suck it up, buttercup. And I can't have kids. I know that. I never have kids. I don't know what it does to your body. I don't know the pain that you go through. So I can't speak to this, but I can speak to the fact that I'm not into coddling you to make you feel good so I can maybe feel like I'm special and that you maybe might like to sleep with me once again. Because if I have to go through all this and at the end of it, they go, I'm just not feeling it. Really, really. So again, remember we say your hobbies go away, you're relegated to the man cave. Do you feel like just a provider yet? Do you feel like, or do you feel like they still love their husbands and they're into them? Now, I took two videos and chopped them together. So when you see the format change a little bit, it's going into the second video. But still, tell me what point you feel like you'd be happy to be in this relationship.
Before babies, it's like you'd almost look forward to it.
You wouldn't mind if they woke you up at 3 a.m. after they came home from a boys' night out and tackled you. You would love it. You would welcome it.
When you moved into a new place, you wanted to christen all the rooms?
Yep.
Or how about shopping for lingerie?
And you didn't get offended if they gave it to you.
Oh, it was great. Lingerie, christening all the rooms, getting busy, getting active. It's all good times, right? How many times do we say it? Don't get married. Don't cohabitate. Don't get in long-term relationships. Here, she's talking about the beginning of the relationship. And to me, it always feels like fishing. She casts out the line, and on the end of that bobber, on the end of the string, the bait, is lots of intimacy and lots of time together. And you're having fun and activities, and everything's great. And she's a unicorn, and it's all wonderful. And then what happens afterwards? Yoink, it's gone. She caught you. She reeled you in. You're a fish laying on the deck. You can't swim away. You're stranded. You're stuck. And then she says, lingerie, gone. Intimacy, gone. Me giving you a little bit of good times, gone. It's all gone. And what have you got? A marriage license, kids, threat of losing half.
They could actually touch any body part without you slapping them across the face. There was no red alert. There was no danger, danger. Do not touch my leaky, milky boob.
No, it was free the nip.
You'd walk around naked. It was just like a free-for-all. One big, giant fun house.
You know, you notice what she said in the beginning of this, right? You could touch me and I liked it and you didn't get a slap. She actually said that. And I don't, you know, I don't remember her exact words, but she talks about, you know, you could touch me without me slapping you. Can you imagine working hard all day to provide for your family? And yes, she may have some hormones or whatever, but you're doing your part. What would happen if a guy came home and she said, hey, honey, can we go out to dinner? No, I'm just not feeling it. You need to support me and coddle me and make me feel good. And she reaches for, I don't know, your wallet and you slap her hand. No money for you. Because I don't feel like it. I'm not in the mood. No, I'm not going to buy you anything nice. I'll buy things for the kids and things that we need for the household. But no chocolates, no new purses, no shoes. Now, I'm only talking if he's the only breadwinner. Obviously, if she makes her own money, she'll do what she wants with that too. But my point is, can you imagine, you know, women want men for finances and security. Hey, honey, can you change the oil in the car? No, you haven't done anything to make me feel special. Honey, can you help me with the dishes? Nope, you haven't done a thing to make me feel special. I need love too. They'd freak out. They'd be like, are you nuts? But when you want something for her, no. Well, why did you get married? As a guy, why did you get married? Because some of you say, well, I want to be close to someone and I want to have someone to love and cuddle and have be close to and form a bond and have a... Does this sound like anything bonding? Does this sound like they can't give one crap about their husbands? I don't think so.
More. You did your hair. You made sure you were pruned, cleaned, clipped, shaved in every hour of it.
Smelling delicious.
Oh, yeah, you definitely put deodorant on.
Sexy hair.
Gloss.
And then always like a piece of bed.
After, baby. Let me tell you guys, something comes out of your fajin and you want nothing back in your fajin ever again.
Boom. And there it is. Before the kids, before marriage, shaving, everything, deodorant. She doesn't go so far as to wear deodorant. Everything is perfect, right? She's fishing, man. Got one. Reel him in. Done. No. Can you imagine no deodorant, not shaving her legs, her armpits, letting herself go because she doesn't care about attracting you anymore. She's got you. Now, if you're in a relationship, but you're not married with and you're not kids and you're not living together and she starts doing that crap, what do? I'm out. You don't even try for me anymore. I don't feel like I'm special. You're just not putting any effort in this. I am out. But what happens, what you do when you have a marriage license that basically is like a contract for half and she stops trying and you aren't getting any, all you are is a paycheck. That is all you are. And someone to yell at if things don't go right and someone to mow the lawn. That, again, it's not me saying this. They're basically saying this.
In which case, you'd like to make it go as fast as you can.
Oh, fast as you can.
Oh, yeah, I don't have time for this.
I gotta sleep.
You know what? Get it in and get it out.
And somebody's gonna come wake me up in a few minutes.
I have a sexual curfew.
Before I used to lie and snuggle, maybe go for round two. No.
Round two next month. They don't have time for intimacy. They don't have time for any of that. She says, I used to be ready for round two right afterwards. Now, round two, I'll see you next month. That's why I got divorced. And so many guys, man, when I did that video, guys were like, oh, you just bailed on her? Oh, because she had some problems, you just left? Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I didn't try. This was what she was like. And I tried to fix it for 3 years. And this is without any kids. I try to explain to people, do you know what it's like when you come home and the person that you used to love doesn't even like you anymore? And you have to like whine and dine and try to do all the special stuff just to get some every month or two? And even when you do that half the time afterwards, it's, oh, I'm too full, I don't feel like it. And you heard them say that they're not going to get dressed up and do deodorant and special things, right?
It's not my fault that I'm more gassy after babies. It's not my fault I have headaches. It's not my fault my hair looks like this. It's not my fault I don't wear deodorant every day. I can barely get my own clothes on, let alone put deodorant on.
Okay, so there it is. Again, I'm trying to get the timing of this. It's the very next clip coming up. I'm gassy. I don't have time for deodorant. I don't have time to get dressed up. I don't have time to do any of this for you. Now, think really deep and watch very closely. She says, I don't have time to do anything nice for my husband. And then she does this in a car parking lot, recording a video for YouTube and Facebook. They put on makeup, they put on lingerie, they do their hair. You can see their pits are obviously shaved. They're sitting in a car with another woman. They'll do it for a YouTube video, but they won't do it for their own husbands. How stupid is that? Making this video and sending it out to fans and just putting in a 4-second bit in here, they'll take the time to do all that, but not to try to keep their husband attracted to them or make him feel special or make him feel like he's anything but a paycheck.
Because there's always kids all over me that I don't want to mash my face up against yours.
Yeah, they don't even want to kiss you.
I was the only one that felt this way until I said it out loud.
Yeah, so if you're with us on the befores and the afters, it's okay.
You see what I'm saying, though? Let me stop this video recording here. They don't, and the thing is, like they say, I didn't know how many people or how many women were like this until I said it out loud. This isn't an isolated case. And again, maybe not all women, but there are so many gambles. You get married. Is she good? Is she healthy? Is she normal? Do things go well? Do things not go well? And are things fine up until the kid? What about after the kid? Does she get kind of moody? Do the hormones never come back? There's no point in which, and again, this shows you, there's no point in which you will ever feel special. You'll ever feel wanted. You'll ever feel desired. You are now the provider. You are now half of the parenting of these kids until or unless she decides to leave. And you know what? She'll meet some guy at a pub. She decides to go out with friends or whatever. And again, not always, but statistically speaking, she's not attracted to her husband anymore. She doesn't want his attention. She doesn't want his affection. She wants the paychecks going in. But you know what? She puts on some makeup. She dresses up nice. And let's say she's 35. A 42 or 45 or a 47-year-old gentleman, much like myself. Good looking. a guy will go up and he looks at her and he's like, how you doing? She's like, oh, hey. And he sees the ring and he goes, oh, you're married. And he walks off. Maybe you just wanted to flirt with her. Maybe you just wanted to mess with her. But all of a sudden, you never know. She might say, this has now become a shackle. And I don't feel like he's this. And I don't feel that he is that. And I'm not attracted anymore. Even though he's paying the bills and doing the thing. And so she says, that's it. I'm out. I'm going to get a divorce. And I get half the money. And here I go. And in the meantime, he was just like in hell the whole time. I'll just leave it there. This speaks for itself. So, guys, if you want to get married and you want to have kids, there you go. There you go. Good luck to you. Because I can't tell you how to make that happen. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. The best way you can help me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Don't forget to check out my older videos. That's a great way to support me. I put a lot of time and effort and thought into these things, or I at least pretend to. So please, go check out some of my older videos. That's a great way to support the channel. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you think you're going to get married, you think you're going to have kids, and it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows. It's not going to happen. And this is what you may end up being with for 20 or 30 years of your life while your kids grow up. Do you really want to sacrifice everything for that?